come in on my grandfather's land. He was a very handy ancestor to have. He and his two partners, who were the husbands of his cousins, who had lived with him, owned this, and they called it the Beaumont Pasture Company. And they were running cattle on it, and he used to take his, so they tell me, he used to take his dogs down there and dip them in those sulfur springs down there to get rid of the ticks and the fleas. And so they brought in Spindletop, and of course, then they began bringing other salt domes. This was a whole new geology for them, and then of course geology has developed tremendously since then. But it was where we say oil became an industry. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a phenomenon, you understand. It got wide publicity. Everyone from all over the world came. There's a marvelous story. My grandmother was a very beautiful woman, and she loved jewelry and had a lot of it. In those days, they used to wear what they called a stomacher, which was a big piece of jewelry that went down upon the part of her where she was very prominent. And they tell the story that she was dancing with this French count, and he had a little Van Dyke beard. And at the end, he made her a glorious bow and got his beard tangled in her jewels. And the dance had to stop while his secretary had to come out and untangle his beard from my grandmother's jewels. But it was a very exciting time, and there were so many people here. And, you know, people from all over the world were just piling in, and there was no place for them to stay, and people were sleeping in shifts, and there wasn't enough food to go around, there wasn't enough water to go around, and there were the usual little diseases that follow crowded conditions without proper sanitation. And it was very exciting, though, and people were making money and losing it overnight, mostly making it at the time, and people were printing bogus land deals and bogus titles and stocks and all this sort of stuff.
Last?
Well, I would say that lasted a year or two, the main part of the boom, and then things probably got kind of settled down. And then eventually, and they pumped Spindletop for a good while, and eventually it sort of petered out. And by the early 1920s, it had pretty well settled down. And then in 1925, they found a new discovery, you see. They had just gotten one pool or one mm-hmm. particular sand or something in the first one. They found a little new geology. I think it's flank production. And
here in Beaumont?
Oh, same field. It's still mm-hmm. pumping today. But now they're also getting sulfur and brine out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's a salt dome, so they pump out the brine, and it's used in mm-hmm. various chemical. All these chemical plants have to have brine. It's part of their thing. And then they're getting the sulfur out. I must take you to see the sulfur. Looks like a city of gold. It's just these tremendous huge blocks, as big as a city block of gold, of, you know, the sulfur.
Is the petrochemical industry is
this is one of your largest centers of petrochemical industry right here.
Lake Charles, too, is about
Lake Charles. You see, Lake Charles and Baton Rouge are now outstripping us. At the time of the Second World War, we were told that we were probably the fifth most important target in the United States because of the petrochemical industry here. And, of course, Houston is mm-hmm. Growing all the time, along with Baytown and all of that area. And but, you see, we've had five large refineries here. There's a Texaco refinery and a Gulf refinery and a Mobil refinery and, mm-hmm. and a couple of other small ones. And it's been a tremendous petrochemical industry here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have DuPont plant. We're getting a new steel plant, Georgetown Steel.
Tell me some more about your husband. How old is he?
He's 58, and he's president of the bank. The bank, I want you to understand. President of First Security National Bank here.
Is that the largest bank here?
Yes, it is. And he's also president of the holding company. It's a 10-bank holding company.
He's Episcopal too, I guess.